of the Burlington Humane Society.
My society.
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane. My name is Doug, and I'm coming to you from Burlington, Ontario. In this episode, we'll be talking about our foster care program. We'll first talk to our animal care manager about the foster program, and then talk with one of our foster parents and get a first-hand perspective on fostering. So stay with us on this episode of Burlington Humane. I first sat down with Megan DeGroote. She is our animal care manager here at the Burlington Humane Society, and she told me a little bit about the foster care program. Hi, Megan. Welcome.
Hi there.
At the Burlington Humane Society, how many animals do you care for?
Right now, we have just over about 60 animals that we're caring.
Now, going to the shelter, I don't see nearly that many. Where are they all?
We only have about half that number in the shelter right now that are up for adoption or soon to be up for adoption. We have another close to 30 in foster. That's mostly mother cats and their kittens, litters of kittens in there. And also we have some puppies in foster. We have some long-term fosters as well.
So what does that mean, foster? Is that a different building?
No, it's we have volunteers that welcome the animals into their own homes. So we have a whole list of volunteers that bring each of these animals as we have need into their own homes and provide them the care and everything they need. Burlington Humane provides all the food and supplies, medicine, medical care, all that. The foster home just provides the room, the shelter, the love for them.
Wow. Why do we need foster? Why don't we care for them here in the shelter?
It's a much better environment and less stressful environment for the animal to grow up in a home, especially when it's mother cats and kittens. The home environment is much better for them, has a lot more room for them to run around and grow up. Kittens are in foster until they're 8 weeks old before they come into the shelter and go up for adoption. So that's a whole 2 months of that they have to live in the shelter when they could be living in a home and getting a lot more care and time provided for them by their foster.
I guess that would help too if the animals are sick or they're injured and they're recovering. Certainly a home environment sounds like it's much better option than the shelter.
Yeah, so we also kind of call those long-term foster homes. So if an animal's sick or recovering from something and just needs some time before it will be available for adoption, if it will be available for adoption, a home environment, again, is just so much better for them to live in and spend time in, and it's so much less stressful while they're going through something.
I can imagine that it's probably really difficult for some foster parents to give the animals back. Because if you've gotten an animal for a long time, I'm sure you can't help but get attached to them.
Definitely. This is where we get a lot of foster failures, we call them, where the foster home just can't stand to give up their foster pet, and they end up adopting the pet before bringing it back. We also have a foster-to-adopt program, so that's usually cats, kittens, dogs, puppies that are in the shelter and still need a couple vet checkups, but would do better in a home environment than in the shelter environment while they're waiting for their checkups. Sometimes the checkups can be 1 week, 2 weeks, or it can be a couple months before they see a vet and before Burlington Humane and our shelter vet clears them for adoption. Therefore, we advertise them as a foster to adopt, and they can still go to their adoptive home. But Burlington Humane still pays for all their treatment and provides their care for them until they're ready to go.
Great. Let's take a real special volunteer to be part of the foster program.
Definitely. It's a lot of time spent and a lot of extra energy spent on animals that maybe they don't normally have or that aren't theirs, especially when we get hand-feed kittens or hand-feed puppies in. Those fosters are waking up every 2 to 3 hours to bottle feed these babies until they can eat some solid food. So it's a lot of dedication to these animals, and we're really lucky to have fosters that will do that.
If somebody out there thinks that they've got that kind of a calling, how can somebody become a foster parent?
what they do is they can apply to be a volunteer online through burlingtonhumane.ca. They'd be invited to an orientation with our volunteer coordinator, and from there the volunteer coordinator would give them the application to be a part of our foster program. And then what we do is we email or call when we have the need, when the next animal comes in that will need a foster.
And I'm sure they'll get any education on how to take care of them, if they get any type of medication, how to give that.
Yep, we try to give them all the information needed. We have packages for kittens and for puppies on how to raise them and what's okay and what's not okay. They also have a 24-hour call line for us, so if they have any concerns and it's late at night, they can always call somebody too to make sure, give them a second opinion on something.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Megan. It's been a pleasure.
No problem. Thank you.
My Society!
My Society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
I sat down with Kim, who is one of our foster parents, and talked with her about what it's like to be involved in the foster care program.
I'm here with Kim Harris, and she is a foster parent with the Burlington Humane Society. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you. Thanks.
What got you interested in being a foster parent?
Actually, we lost our two cats that we had for 16 years. They passed away, and I wasn't quite ready to adopt and start over again, so I wanted something so my house wasn't empty and to enjoy being around the animals.
Wow, and how did you hear about the program?
Actually, a friend of mine, she introduced me to the program and said, Kim, I think this would be great for you, and she had me foster two kittens right away, so.
Wow, yeah. How long have you been doing it now?
It's been just over 4 years, I guess.
Wow, yeah. And how many animals have you had through your place?
You know, we tried to do that at one point. We tried to think of how many we've had. At one point we had 8 fosters, and then other times we've had 4, we've had 2, 25, 30 kittens. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh,
we should
goodness.
Sit down and do a list at some point, because I do know all their names.
It's been a lot.
Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. If you were to advise somebody else whether they were fit to be a foster parent, what would you say? What kind of people would be a good fit for that program?
You know what? Animal lovers. It's such a great experience. My son, who's 10, so he was 6 when we started, loves animals. And I feel like it teaches them a lot to be around, especially baby animals and animals in general. It teaches them, you know, just a little bit of empathy and just loving and so many things.
And I guess they learn about animal care.
They
how to
do
care
learn
for
about
animals.
Animal care. We had one, we were just talking about pregnant mom, so, and nursing and things like that, and how animals nurse, and that was a really great experience too for him.
Do you ever get animals where you need to give any type of medication?
Yes.
Or they're
we've had that
recovering
too. Yeah, different, we've had, eye infections on kittens is very common, so we've done eye drops and some different things.
Intestinal parasites.
Yes.
Ear
mites. Things like that. Fleas.
Yeah.
Yes, we went through fleas. That was very traumatic because I didn't know anything about it. But
oh,
I learned
my gosh.
That, you know, we didn't have any animals in the house at the time, so it was perfectly safe. And now my animals I have at home all have their flea treatment so that if anything comes in, we don't have a problem.
So that's really good experience for a family.
Really great, yeah.
What are some of the challenges?
Leaving the kitten room and going and doing stuff for the day, because I just want to hang out in there with them all day, probably.
Yeah.
We do have a spare bedroom that we dedicate to the kitten room when we have kittens, and so it's nice and safe for them. It's a nice big room, and they have their separate food and litter and all that from our animals, and I love going up there and spending time in there, and so it's hard to draw myself out of there and actually, you know, get some work done for the day.
And what's the reward?
There's so many rewards. I mean, I couldn't even tell you how it makes you feel being around the kittens. I just love it. It's my happy place when I'm in there with them and they're so loving. And then I know that they come back here and that you guys are adopting them out to good homes. So it's easy again to say goodbye.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being a foster parent. We certainly couldn't do it without you.
Thank you.
And thank you for this.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Our foster parents are certainly one of our many valued volunteers, And if you think that you have a gift for volunteering with our foster program, give us a call. Or if you would like to volunteer in other areas, there are many ways that you can get involved as a volunteer at the Burlington Humane Society. And now it's time for news and events. Our Raise the Woof Comedy Fest was a huge success. Performing to a sold-out crowd, our three comedians had everyone in stitches all night long. A big thank you to Ryan Magnilob, Mark Bennett, and Mike Brody for such great performances. We also want to thank our event sponsors, Renz, Pet Plus Us, and the Hilton Garden Inn for their support. It was definitely a night to remember.
On the morning of May 16th, Burlington Humane staff arrived for work to find two large U-Haul boxes at the front door with two kittens in one and one kitten in the other. The boxes had originally been taped shut, but at some point during the night, some of the cats inside were able to free themselves. Staff immediately went to work scouring the area and luckily were able to locate two adult female cats. However, we were not sure if there were others loose in the area. Staff and volunteers continued to search even though it was raining. Even the fire department arrived with their thermal cameras. Burlington Humane security cameras were not able to clearly identify the person who left the cats, nor how many cats were in the boxes, but we do know it was a RAV4. We are still hoping to hear from the person who left the cats to let us know how many cats or kittens there were. No questions asked. We simply wanted to make sure all of the animals were accounted for and not hiding. Adult cats may be able to take care of themselves. However, kittens will be terrified. There are several coyotes that make our area home. Not a good thought. All of the cats and kittens were transported to a veterinary clinic for a full checkup and vaccinations. Moms will surely require spaying. Any donations to help with their care would be much appreciated.
Saturday, May 27th, is the Doggy Bow Wow Walkathon, starting at 10 a.m. Organized by 12-year-old Jackson as part of his school project, all proceeds will go towards the Royal Botanical Gardens and the Burlington Humane Society.
We were doing a school project, and we had to do a fundraiser idea, and I decided to follow through with it.
The Doggy Bow Wow Walkathon will begin at the Royal Botanical Gardens in Burlington at the Cherry Hill Gate parking lot. Jackson's original goal was to raise $500, but due to enthusiastic interest, he's raised that goal to $2,000. If you're interested in participating, you can register by clicking on the link provided on the Burlington Humane website. Registrations will also be accepted at the event.
I hope I can get a lot of people coming out. That would be nice.
Join us on Saturday, May 27th at the Royal Botanical Gardens at 10 a.m. for the Doggy Bow Wow Walkathon.
Friday, June 2nd, the Burlington Humane Society is holding a professional activity day camp. Taking place at Burlington Humane, the camp is for children between the ages of 6 and 8 and will focus on teaching the children how to have a safe summer with cats and dogs. Activities will include a tour of the shelter, learning about responsible pet ownership, how to be safe around pets we meet in our community, games and crafts, and a special presentation from Skedaddle Wildlife Control. Registration forms are available on our website, and space is limited to 10 children, so be sure to sign up early. That is the Professional Activity Day Camp on Friday, June 2nd.
Young animal enthusiasts are invited to join our Burlington Humane Kids Club. Designed for children ages 8 through 12, the Kids Club will meet at the Burlington Humane Society on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. for an hour. The Kids Club will run for 10 sessions, with our summer session beginning on Thursday, June 22nd through to August 24th. Each week, the kids will discuss a topic related to companion animals, and club members will develop a humane consciousness through engagement in fun activities. You can download the registration form from our website, but be sure to register early to avoid disappointment.
Join the Burlington Humane Society as we participate in some wonderful local events. We will have a booth at the Burlington Kite Festival on Sunday, June 4th from 11 a.m., taking place at Brant Hills Park and the Brant Hills Community Center. Stop on by and the kids can help us fly some animal-themed kites.
We will also have a tent at the Burlington Canada Day Festival at Spencer Smith Park on Saturday, July 1st, between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Kids will be able to color and take home a Burlington Humane activity book. We would love to meet you, so please come and say hello. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. If you would like more information on the Burlington Humane Society, visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. We are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. Or give us a call at 905-637-7325. My name is Doug. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
My society. My society. Burlington Humane is my society.